Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Reports suggest that Newcastle boss Steve Bruce is pushing for Newcastle to sign Hamza Choudhury on loan from Leicester. The 23-year-old was linked with the club in January. It's understood to still be a target. He wants more regular football. Bruce believes that England under-21's industry and competition in the middle of midfield and his combative nature make a huge difference to the side. But Newcastle's Harrick want their manager to trim his squad first to make room. Newcastle brought Joe Willock back to the club in a £25 million deal last week. They've been trying to offload first team and fringe players to offset their spending, but to little avail. They're struggling to get rid of the likes of Sean Longstaff, Jeff Hendrick, Fabian Schär and Kieran Clarke. Choudhury made 22 appearances for Leicester last season, but only 10 of them in the Premier League, and a loan move would do him the world of good as he tries to impress the Leicester bosses. Into other news, and we'll start with the Saints' potential asking price for Matty Longstaff. Newcastle are reportedly named their price to Southampton to try and sign him this summer. Other clubs have been linked with him, Everton being one of them. His contract expires at Newcastle next summer, and Newcastle reportedly told Southampton he is willing to, they are willing to sell up. There's been no talk of him signing a new contract. Reports suggest that £10 million are enough for them to, of course, sell up. But now reports going forward suggest that he will be having crisis talks with Newcastle to see where his future lies, and he could well be on his way out. And finally, Ethan Ampadu is reportedly a target for Newcastle United. On loan, he would be the likes of Choudhury as well. Two loan deals that could come in and try and bolster the squad that could help Newcastle in key areas, both in defence and in midfield, as Bruce looks to try and push his team towards a top 10 finish. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.